Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, the astronomical thing I want us to think about now for the next few minutes is what comes out from outer space and what might fall onto the Earth and crushes into little pieces. And now, before you get too worried or reach for your umbrella, there is a program which is always looking out to see what near-Earth objects there are around. And it's called the ATLAS program, and there's two gentlemen here, John and Larry, who are going to tell us about it. They've just flown in from Hawaii, from the University of Hawaii. So good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Aloha.
Aloha. So please tell us a little bit about this program and what's important about it.
Our program is called ATLAS, and we try to survey the whole sky every night with an eye to looking for dangerous asteroids that might hit us in the near day, week, something like that. And every night that it's clear, we go and we look, and we'll let you know if anything's going to hit us.
So in fact, your goal is to have a really boring life.
That's what we'd like to see. But failing that, we'd like to at least let you know to move so that you're not standing underneath when an asteroid arrives.
That sounds like a good plan. And so how many telescopes do you have? Is there just the one there?
So we currently have two telescopes. They're both sited in Hawaii, one on the island of Maui and the other on the Big Island. But we have plans to build two more telescopes, and that's why we're here in South Africa. We have an agreement we're working on with South African Astronomical Observatory to site an ATLAS telescope at Sutherland, and we hope to build another one in Chile. And the reason why we want more ATLAS telescopes is by having four telescopes spread around the globe, we can constantly monitor the sky instead of half the time in Hawaii.
So monitoring the sky is one thing. You know, you're looking out to see what's coming in. Is there anything that's a little bit too close for comfort? What happens if you do find something that you don't like the look of?
Well, there's this place called the Minor Planet Center, and we take our observations and we send it off to them, and they work in collaboration with Jet Propulsion Laboratory, analyze things, and if they think there's going to be a hazard, they let everybody know right away.
What is the probability of there being some sort of rock falling to Earth? I believe that there was one in Botswana recently.
That's right. So the answer to that question depends on how big of a rock you care about. And so every day, tiny rocks hit us. A good rule of thumb is every day, something the size of a basketball hits the Earth. Every year, something the size of a car hits the Earth. And larger than that, it's less and less frequent. But you're right. The most recent asteroid that was predicted to hit the Earth happened earlier this year. It was named 2018 LA, and it actually came in and into the atmosphere over Botswana and Namibia. And this object was initially detected by another NASA-funded survey called the Catalina Sky Survey, but ATLAS also observed this object on its way in, and the ATLAS observations were critical for nailing down the trajectory of that asteroid so that the meteorite chasers could know exactly where to look.
Well, before people get too worried about the probability of something massive, you know, hitting the Earth, it's about, I think, 2 billion years since the biggest impact happened, and that was actually in South Africa. That's the Vredefort Fort Dome. So perhaps we don't need to be too nervous. What do you think, John?
Well, it's one of these things that it's a very, very rare thing for a massive hit, maybe once every million years or something like that. But at the same time, it's very, very bad. And so the combination of very rare, very bad, how do you put them together? It's sort of like a massive earthquake or something like that. And we feel it's something you should pay attention to.
And what if we do see a large object that's heading our way? Do we need to sort of call Tom Cruise and George Clooney and these people?
So the one thing about an asteroid impact that makes it different from other natural disasters is it's the only kind that we can predict in advance and possibly do something about. And so depending on how big the asteroid is and how soon we know that it might hit, we have options for mitigating that disaster. We can move people out of the way. In some cases, we can move the asteroid out of the way. And there are lots of projects that are geared toward trying to understand what kinds of things can you do to a large asteroid. to push it out of the way if it's on a trajectory that might hit the Earth a few decades in the future.
Thank you very much for telling Fine Music Radio listeners all about it. Thank you, John and Larry, and I really hope you enjoy your trip to Sutherland and the rest of your stay in South Africa.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us some beautiful, dark and starry asteroid-free nights. FMR.